Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Stravinsky's Rite of Spring is famous for having caused a riot at its Paris premiere in 1913, but the shock of the new quickly gave way to a warm and fuzzy embrace, and by the 1940s, the once infamous piece had been used by Walt Disney as part of the soundtrack to Fantasia. Now, almost a century later, composer Ricardo Romanero is remixing the revolutionary work through the lens of electronica. For the next three nights here in New York, he'll join the Metropolis Ensemble and conductor Andrew Sear to present The Rite Remixed. Ricardo Romanero and Andrew Sear join us in our Soundcheck studio today. Guys, thanks very much for being here.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Ricardo, has The Rite of Spring lost its shock value? Is that what you're trying to do with this remix?
Absolutely not. We're taking it to the next level.
So you think it still has that power
that it
had in 1913?
Oh, even better now with the electronics and everything come together. We're able to get each individual lines and really like bring it up, shove where everything is. I think Stravinsky would be really happy with this.
So why did you think Stravinsky's masterpiece needed a remix?
I think I'll push that over to Andrew over there.
Yeah, actually about 3 months ago I got a call from Ronan Givney, director of the Wordless Music Series, and he just basically said, Andrew, how are you? I've been to a couple of your concerts. Would you like to perform for 10,000 people in Prospect Park this summer? I said, of course, absolutely. He says, great. Well, you'll be paired with Deerhoof, the indie rock band.
Critic favorites.
Yeah, I knew their music, very angular and sophisticated indie rock group. And Ronan basically said, well, we'd love for you to do The Rite of Spring. And I said, well, we're a chamber orchestra, and you know, I think you'd need a symphonic orchestra. And he suggested, well, I think The Rite of Spring would be the perfect work. Can you make an arrangement? And immediately, Ricardo came to mind. His composer had been talking with for about 10 months, trying to whip up a project together, and called him and said, Ricardo, can a remix be done of The Rite of Spring? And immediately he said yes, and then called them.
All right, now, so here's the thing. Your question to Ricardo was not should there be a remix, but can there be a remix?
Right, because, I mean, the work, I mean, to carry a work like this in the park, I mean, you just really need a massive sonic presence. And so electronica would provide that.
So what have you wrought, Ricardo? What have you done to the score? Are you faithful to the melodies and the rhythms?
Oh, completely. We stayed faithful to it. And what happened is Ryan Francis, he arranged the acoustic arrangement of it. And he handed it over to me. And I checked with all the acoustics arrangement like that. And we kept the brass ensemble with the percussion. After that, I took everything apart and then really dove into each individual lines and started making electronic sounds with it, building electronic sounds that will sound, for example, Stravinsky has harmonics with slurs going on top. And you can't really hear it on orchestra, but with electronics, you can really hear it well. You know, you can really bring that into life.
So those kind of overtone, those passing
audible,
they're barely audible. You have to know to listen for them.
Exactly.
But in an electronic setting, you can just kind of force them.
And then they're all shelved perfectly in a live remix, all there, you know.
All right, let's hear what Ricardo and Andrew were talking about. Here's a little bit of the original Stravinsky score to Dance of the Earth, Scene 5 from The Rite of Spring. So that's what it sounds like with a full symphony orchestra. Now, here's a little bit of The Rite of Spring remixed using two keyboards, laptops, percussion, and brass ensemble. So that is The Right Remixed. Performances are tonight and tomorrow night at Le Poisson Rouge, the site of the old Village Gate on Bleecker Street, and then Friday, the big event at Celebrate Brooklyn at Prospect Park, double bill with the indie rock band Deerhoof, and it'll be a live webcast on WNYC2 and WNYC.org. Andrew Sear is the artistic director and conductor of the Metropolis Ensemble. Ricardo Romanero, the composer, has done the remix. And Ricardo, this is being billed as a live remix.
Correct.
What does that mean?
Well, first we set up the whole template as it is. And we after we studify the whole piece, now I went home, took it into the thing, and just remixed it live. Like every night it's going to sound different because I'm taking chops from here and there, filtering things out, changing, manipulating live, you know, taking virtual instruments that were built completely, like with the frequency changing it around.
So what's is the template the original score, or is the template what the musicians that Andrew's conducting? I mean, what's this?
Andrew received a new score. He got a brand new score from me. We're not using the Dover edition or anything like that.
Okay. What's the template that you're working with? When you say there's a template and then you sort of work
No, I mean like when I first received the score, that became my template. So then I went through the score and picked things out that I thought would be better over here, better over there, and I colorized everything how I want it to be, and then with the colors I play around live with all these like controllers that I have.
So exactly the way a producer would remix a dance song.
But a little more complex.
A little more complex, yeah. I would think. Andrew, what will people actually see out on stage while this is all happening?
Well, the great thing was that this is really a collaboration between, you know, three people, you know, Ricardo, another composer, Ryan Francis, and a sound engineer, Leo Lette. So Ryan's brilliant idea was to add brass and percussion to this, so that there will be a great visual spectacle of, you know, lots of percussionists banging things and the brass wailing away. So what you heard just a minute ago is just really sort of a half of what you're going to hear tonight and in the next 3 days.
So it's like an electronic
mock-up. Electronics.
Yeah. You don't hear the brass and the percussion.
So brass and percussion, there's more to the Metropolis Ensemble. The rest of the band gets the night off. Is that what happens?
Well, we're a flexible ensemble, and we adapt ourselves around new commissions. We'd like to give the composers we work with the greatest amount of flexibility so that they can really explore their vision.
So, Ricardo, was it your thought that brass and percussion was really the acoustic sound that would marry well with the electronics?
Yeah, after hearing Ryan's arrangement of it all, we listened to it all, and the sound engineer, you know, he really works really well with brass. So we got into the studio and just really the frequencies work well.
Mm-hmm. Now, just to distinguish this from things that people like Wendy Carlos or Tomita, you know, people who've taken electronic instruments and done the classics. This you're talking about something where you're actually getting into the music and
a flute becomes another instrument, and I have all these instruments running, and I'm completely turning upside down everything on the fly, everything, you know.
All right, so let's hear a little bit more from the original, the introduction to part two of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, and this is a full symphony orchestra. And here is that same, well, I guess the same bit of music in the remix version that features Ricardo Romanero's live electronics. The Right Remixed, Andrew Sear will be conducting the Metropolis Ensemble tonight and tomorrow at Le Poisson Rouge, and then Friday at Celebrate Brooklyn at Prospect Park. Ricardo Romanero doing this live remix. And once again, this, Ricardo, is just the electronic.
Just and it's not even automated, so you're hearing like a static version of it.
What does that mean? Not so in a live setting, how will it differ?
For example, like this little wolf calls like that. We wanted to have like this ritual of the tribes calling. It'll be like I'll really get into the sound and completely manipulate the frequencies and really change it up, you know?
Now, you studied at a couple of pretty prestigious music conservatories,
sure.
Manhattan School of Music and Juilliard. And while it certainly has been a part of, you know, the composer's arsenal to play around with electronics for half a century, mm-hmm. this kind of stuff, electronica, is a different thing. Is that coming into the conservatories in any way these days?
Yeah, well, I'm not in school anymore, so I'm not sure exactly what's going on over there. But, you know, it's in New York City. I'm out, and I'm listening to, experiencing new music, and I'm just soaking in everything I can get, you know?
Now, when you study composition, mm-hmm. you know, when you study how to put those little black dots on that white piece of paper,
yeah.
how much is it a different skill set when you're suddenly working with laptops and things like that?
No. It's pretty much the same. It's just every software is designed differently, and you just got to figure it out. How it's designed differently. Once you figure it out, then you can just completely take all the steps that you want, you know?
So it's still composition.
Absolutely.
But obviously in a very different way. So Andrew, Ricardo said you got a different score. What is your score? I mean, does it have all kinds of squiggles and stuff where the electronica goes? Or?
It's notes and pitches. I mean, we didn't really change anything from in terms of the notes from the 1913 version, so I'm looking at a full score, but basically it's divided into what's acoustic and what's electronic, so that's how it's really different.
And how is it for you as a conductor? I mean, are you conducting Ricardo at the same time that you're conducting the brass and the percussion?
Yes, because he needs cues as well. Because he's busy really sort of playing all these independent lines that he was describing and adding effects and playing them. It's almost like a concerto for electronic player, so to speak. Mm. That's how I see it.
So the interesting thing here, I mean, one of the interesting things, is that for all that it seems like it might be a world away from a classical, quote-unquote, concert, it's in fact using the same kind of thought process.
Yeah, it's just in the future right now.
All right. Ricardo Romanero, Andrew Sear with me on Soundcheck this afternoon. Ricardo, tell me about this piece of yours called Esquire After Hours. Now, what's going on here?
Oh, that was a piece I wrote for the magazine.
Well,
they published me in an article last year for American Breast and Brightest, and I wrote these four song suites for them. And it's available on their website to download it, you know.
And that
shows my process of how I worked and everything, and how I deal with electronics, start from the black notes into the end, because that's exactly what's happening in this piece. I started with the black notes, and then I'm playing off what's the last step, like where the colors are, where everything's happening, we're performing there, you know.
So this again will have some kind of a very clear electronic component to it.
Oh, yeah.
The piece is called Early Morning from Esquire After Hours by Ricardo Romanero. Music from composer Ricardo Romanero. And just as The Right remixed, Andrew Sear was saying it's kind of like a concerto for you and an acoustic ensemble, this is in the art song tradition,
yeah,
except
of
instead of a piano, it's an electronic accompaniment.
At the premiere of it, we premiered at the Esquire, we had a string quartet, harp, percussion, me with electronics, and this lovely Sasha Cook singing, and it was a really great event.
And in this case, I mean, usually in an art song, you take pre-existing poetry, you set it to music. In this case, right, Sasha is singing a text that was written specifically to your music?
Yeah, so what I did is I wrote the whole music, melodies, everything I wanted, and I'm really good friends with a poet of mine named Eric Shanfield, and he'll come by, and I'll be like, listen, this is what I'm the mood, this is what I want. And then he would just go right in the words on top of my melodies. And then he's a musician, too. We stretch out the melodies here and there just to fit the words so it's not off balance, you know.
Okay, so it's kind of an organic...
Always a collaboration.
Right. Andrew, the Metropolis Ensemble, you know, configured as a brass and percussion and, I guess, keyboard band for the next 3 days. You know, how hard is it in a suddenly crowded kind of chamber orchestra slash new music scene here in New York? How hard is it for the Metropolis Orchestra to kind of carve a niche for itself?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of chamber orchestras here, but there are a lot of composers too, and that's the thing. You know, these composers need orchestras to play their music, and it's New York is saturated with orchestras, but also saturated with composers, and there are more composers than orchestras can fit. So, and you know, we adapt ourselves around a new commission, and we really really give each composer the whole orchestra to work with, and so it's a unique experience for each composer.
Well, there are bands like Alarm Will Sound and Ice and Acme, and now the Metropolis Orchestra as well, the Metropolis Ensemble, directed by Andrew Sear. Now, you guys have recorded this mandolin concerto by Avner Dorfman. So another concerto that features a sort of an unusual choice of solo instrument. Is this a commission? Is this a work written specifically for you guys?
No, it wasn't actually. I heard a recording of it. The premiere was in Italy, but we gave the New York premiere. And then the project was the concert was so much fun, and people really loved the music. We went forward and recorded all of his chamber orchestra concerti in studio with David Frost.
All right, so for people who at the end of this weekend are going to think the Metropolis Ensemble is just brass and percussion, this is like a full-on, you know, the strings and the full complement,
sure,
and stuff.
Sure.
A final question. You're paired with Deerhoof at Celebrate Brooklyn on Friday night, this critically acclaimed indie rock band, and we're seeing more of that through the Wordless Music series and similar-minded things. Is there an audience developing, you think, that finds this kind of crossover kind of natural for them?
Oh, absolutely. Why not? I mean, if it sounds good, it is good.
It's music.
I mean, it's
as
music.
Duke Ellington famously said, yeah. All right, we'll leave it there. Avner Dorman's mandolin concerto playing in the background. We've been speaking with Andrew Sear, who's conducting this performance by the Metropolis Ensemble, and with Ricardo Romaniero, who has done this remix of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. Performances tonight and tomorrow at Le Poisson Rouge on Bleecker Street, and then the big event Friday with the band Deerhoof as part of Celebrate Brooklyn at Prospect Park. And there will be a live webcast on WNYC.org and WNYC2. Andrew, Ricardo, have a great time.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with the shows.
Great to be here. Thank you.
And that'll do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow, sometimes a musical composition just isn't complete without 4 helicopters, or 200 guitars, or 500 harpists. We'll explore the surprising tradition of outrageous and impractical live performances. And a slightly more conservative approach from Brendan Canning, a live performance from this member of the Canadian group Broken Social Scene. That's tomorrow. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell, our engineer today, Paul Schneider, program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer with Alana Harper. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck.